Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Delighted to welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Show Christopher Nixon from Christopher Nixon Opticians down in Stourbeck. Thank you so much for coming in, Chris.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Tom. Always a pleasure to come in here.
So, Chris, what we're going to do this month with you is answer some questions that have been sent in to us by our lovely listeners concerning the field of eye care and eyewear, I guess.
Well, this always puts me on the spot, Tom.
So these are questions hopefully you can help with, and the questions that you might find that you've been struggling with, you might find that you'd never even realised that it was an eye-related issue that you've been suffering from, perhaps, from some of these questions. So, and if of course, you want to get involved with this and you want to send us any questions, then you can do so. Have a good look on the website, strayfm.com, for contact details to get in touch. So let's start with the first question, then, which comes from George. George says that he wears varifocals and has noticed that he gets neck ache when using the computer at work. What can he do? He says he's spending a small fortune on ibuprofen.
Yeah. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Yeah, you certainly shouldn't be doing that, George. It's a problem we do come across quite often.
Where's the pain? Why are they getting the pain? Is it because varifocals? Am I right in thinking varifocals, are they the ones that are like split, or is that something else?
You're quite right, Tom. They've got zones.
Right.
Zone for distance, zone for intermediate, and zone for reading. And those zone areas are actually at the distance, at the top of the lens for distance, a little bit further down the lens for intermediate, even further down the lens for reading. So if you have a workstation where you have, just as you are here, Tom, you've got screens. They're quite elevated, those screens. So if I had my varifocals on, I would have to elevate my chin to get my range of sight.
So and effectively, the focus to be able to... In fact, I've got glasses on as we talk. They're not varifocals, they're single.
But, actually, Tom, very nice.
Well, I did get them from a very reputable establishment, Chris. So if I wanted to look through... I don't have to do this, but if I wanted to look through the bottom of my lens, you have to sort of tilt your head up, don't you, to see that bottom rim.
That's where the problem starts. Now, you can look at perhaps rearranging your workstation. So you can look at dropping your screen down so it's more suitable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more suitable distance.
Lifting your chair up.
But, you know, you can see how your studio's set up here. That's impossible.
Yeah, and I share this studio with a bunch of other reprobates, so I can't really change the heights of the screens and stuff because they have to use it too.
You wouldn't be that popular, would you?
You know.
No. Even less popular.
that's probably quite accurate.
So... You know, you can discuss this with your optician. He or she will come up with a plan that perhaps just a straightforward pair of single vision spectacles, that will be focused at that specific distance for your screen. It means your head position then can be independent of the screen. You know, you don't have to elevate to get into
so
the right
So doing
focus.
Effectively a swap. And if you're spending quite a lot of time at your desk, it's not that bad of a swap, is it? Because you're going to just put them on and then have them on for most of the day, aren't you?
The only issue with single vision spectacles set at that distance is that if someone sort of knocks on your door or waves at you outside the studio windows, you can't actually see them clearly.
Who are you?
So then we have to sort of think about perhaps giving you a room-type varifocal. These are varifocals. They're not designed for outside use or driving a car, but they're designed for office use.
Yeah.
And they'll give you a very nice, very usable range of sight from round about 2-3 metres... to up close 30-35 centimetres, and they work exceptionally well indeed. But you're about 20 years away from those, Tom.
Oh, thank goodness. So basically it is go and see your optician and get their advice really on what is going to be the best solution for your particular situation.
Yeah.
Explain your kind of your lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah, and to be fair, some employers actually will help you out a little, you know, with a contribution towards the cost.
Yes.
If they feel working with VDUs is, you know, a good part of your day.
Yeah, most will at least, if you are on a computer for the majority of your day, most will at least pay for your eye test.
Yeah, they'll make some helpful contribution.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think some form of neck support or anything like that, I wouldn't go down that line.
And
at
if
all.
You're worried, George, about the cost of the glasses, just go back and add up how much you've spent on ibuprofen over the last year and then divide that down, you know, like you do in business. Okay, let's go to question number two then. This one's come from Anne. Anne says, my daughter is 10. She's had glasses since she was 2 to correct her squint, but it comes back whenever she takes them off. Is it ever going to be fixed without her having her glasses on?
Well, Anne, I think we'll assume, for the sake of this question, that Anne's daughter has a convergent squint, i.e. one of her eyes turns in.
Right.
So when she puts her glasses on, she's what we call straight. Her eyes look straight ahead. Takes the glasses off, one eye will swing in towards her nose. Okay. I think that's how you'd understand a squint, Tom.
I don't know, really. I was going to ask you this, because sometimes you hear people saying they squint like when the sun's in their eyes, or they close it. And I know I do this, is why I've got glasses. And if I take them off and I try and look at that TV screen up there, immediately you'll see me frown because I'm trying to read what's done. And because apparently, I'm told it's because I've got rugby ball-shaped eyes and I need to squint.
We better not go into that that area today.
Is that a different type of thing, or is that... That squinting?
No, your squinting is when you start to peer.
Yeah,
you close your eyes to get a slightly better focus.
Yeah,
this squinting is actually the eyes are wide open, but one eye is swinging in towards the nose, or it might even be swinging out.
Are both of those a type of squint? Is that, or are we using the wrong word for one of those?
You could get very technical and call it a strabismus, but the general population, we call it a squint.
Right.
Okay. In this sort of case, this is probably what we call an accommodative squint. If we take just you as you are at the moment, you've got nice straight eyes and they point straight ahead. You're young, so when you look at a near object, you use what we call your accommodation. And you can you realise if you look at a near object, each eye rotates in a small degree.
Yeah.
Now, if you're long-sighted and you go without your glasses, you can pull your eyes into focus by accommodating. But that trips your convergence mechanism.
Right.
So what happens is a tendency for the eyes to swing in. What these patients do is they'll choose one, their strong eye, and they'll keep fixation with their strong eye and let the other eye drift in twice as much.
Right.
So hence, they have a squint. So as soon as you put the glasses on, it corrects their sight.
And the eye doesn't need to do that anymore.
It stops their convergence, and there they are, they're cured. But as Anne correctly points out, if a daughter just takes her off, sometimes socially, you know, she's going out playing with her pals, the squint will come back. And if she doesn't have some control, I'm afraid it's glasses back on, or we can discuss contact lenses.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's always going to need that help, isn't it? It's not...
Yeah.
Glasses aren't like a miracle. They're not, you know, you're not going in and fixing the eye. They're a help, aren't they, rather than a cure.
And contact lenses will have the same physical effect on the prescription. So they'll stop the overconvergence.
And particularly if, you know, I think as she grows a little bit older and she's getting involved in sports and she's probably starting to think about the way she looks a bit more and all that sort of stuff, then contact lenses could become quite a confidence booster, couldn't they?
Oh, yeah. You often sometimes see children do a little bit better at school once they get a greater confidence. So I'm pro contact lenses. And 10 is not too early to start.
No. I bet it's probably easier to learn. My dad, right, he is in his mid-60s and he recently got contact lenses. He recently decided to start wearing contact lenses after wearing glasses for pretty much the entirety of his life. And oh my goodness, he found it really hard to learn how to put them in. So I think probably the younger you start, the easier you'll find it to get them in.
I'd really love to see your dad.
I think he went to his optician about 6 times to get taught how to put his contact lenses in, yeah.
Did he? Well, our record is perhaps someone staying the whole day. but we got there in the end, and there's very few people we can't teach how to put contact lenses in, Tom. And certainly children, they sometimes learn as...
I bet they do.
...quicker than anybody.
I bet they're not bothered at all.
No.
So, Anne, I hope that helps you and your daughter. Chris, we had loads more questions lined up, but we've run out of time. So we'll do some more of this in about a month's time, if that's okay.
Tom.
And if you would like to get a question in for Christopher Nixon, anything about eye care, eyewear, eye health, all that sort of stuff, then get in touch with us, strayfm.com. You'll find a contact us form on there. Or if you would prefer to go and do this in person and get some personal advice, one-to-one advice, if you don't want to publicise it all on the radio, then you can get in touch with Chris directly. How can they do that?
They can either give us a phone or visit our website, or even come in directly down to Starbeck and visit us there, and we'll be delighted to see them.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.